Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I'm coming to you with the May Energy Update 2025, guys. All right. We are really getting spicy now. I told you, I warned about the fear and the chaos. So how's everybody doing? Here in the U.S., the karmic shadow is in full force. Okay. So this is feeling like pressure, not only for us, but around the world. This pressure is being felt everywhere, you guys. Because the truth is, the myth of freedom is falling so our true sovereignty can rise. So I hope you're not getting sucked into the illusions. I will keep reminding you that nothing is as it seems. We will be in unprecedented times, okay? We're on the cusp of major change, and I promise you guys that the end result will truly be beneficial to all of us. And I wanna just keep telling you that the smoke and mirrors that we're seeing right now are all tactics. Don't worry, none of these things are our real trajectory, okay? So I'm really asking you to trust this process. That said, my intention is to help us all thrive through this transition, not just survive it. And I will tell you, I'm feeling a lot of energy coming in that I just want to give everybody the heads up about. Okay. So let's get into it. So May feels like a threshold month. It's like a bridge. It's a space between the crumbling of the old and the gestation of the new. So you're going to feel like these systems are hollow. Okay. There's going to be like old earth crumbling, but nothing new in its form. And you might feel this way on a personal level. So we're sort of in the in-between. And this gap is going to generate discomfort, but it's going to amplify truth, okay? And all of these things are going to feel like pressure, all right? Because we're on the edge of a sort of a global breakdown that's going to lead to a breakthrough. And many will see this already, either have come up for yourselves in your own lives in the past few months, or you're going to see it now. Okay, so I've talked to you guys about timelines, and the gap between timelines is going to start to feel wider. Okay, so in April, it was like a choice point. Like we chose, a vibrational camp. And so you may notice that wherever you are vibrationally, it's going to be amplified this month. Okay, so the same external event may collapse one person, activate another, or clarify a third. So everyone's sort of in a different place right now. And so honoring where you are and honoring where other people are will be really important because you're going to see through your own vibrational lens, all right? And this is why being present with yourself is so important right now. So when your frequency is clear and coherent, you become anchoring for people. You become a lighthouse, all right? Not because you solve, but because you're resonant with higher truth. And that is our goal right now. It's not about fixing. It's not about making things happen. It's about finding our resonance with our own truth and letting that do the heavy lifting, because that's what's going to attract the solutions for each of us in the months to come, okay? So in your own work, guys, I'm really seeing that my greatest gift is radiating truth, peace, love, presence, and authenticity, okay? My intention right now is to lift the rooms I enter and give others permission to do the same, all right? It is no longer our work or my work to drag people along. It is more about inviting at this point, okay? So we are at such a choice point where we're being asked to cut ourselves loose from old, outdated tethers. Now, I've been doing this work for the past few months, guys, and I'm just really feeling it on a collective level. So one of mine is an example is feeling responsible for others and how that was attached to my value as a person, okay? So look at these things and how they come up for you this month, all right? Because May will be a mirror month. All right. This month is going to reflect. It's going to show you where you're out of alignment by mirroring back unresolved truths, because the light is coming in so strong on the planet, you guys. And unfortunately, this is the real truth. And Abraham talks about this of like, you know, focus on what you want and everything good happens and you're in synchronicity. But the truth of the energy that is true is that when you rise a level, anything that's still active in your vibration that's not a match to that new level almost comes up with a vengeance. And then people are going, oh, I'm going backwards. No, you're rising. And this is the mirror showing you this is what you can't take with you as you rise. And that's what I'm feeling as the energy of this month. So let your intuition and your integrity become your compass. Okay, so where are you looping an experience again and again? What kinds of people, circumstances, and events do you keep attracting? You know, this is bringing awareness to these things, guys, because that is the first disruptor. When you start being aware that it's you that's bringing this stuff in, it's all a mirror, that disrupts the energy, and then you can really start to pivot it. So now you have to choose to do something differently, right? It's like awareness and then choosing, and that's the pattern. So the challenge that really we're going to be faced with is as reality, quote unquote, gets louder, we have to know that that reality is the world that's being projected onto us, not the one that we create. And this month is going to show you where you are really are vibrationally before the heat gets really turned up in the summer. So I'm sensing that the first of many dominoes will begin to fall in May. Okay, so we may witness like the first public unraveling, something that reveals we never had a real choice in health, governance, education, food, or finance. The truth isn't just a crack in the system. It's like all of a sudden a thread starts to unravel the whole web, okay? So this marks the sort of beginning of May of the unraveling. So we are as individuals on this path ahead of that energy, but I want us to really anchor in our true selves this month because the peak of this extreme pressure window that I'm feeling in the collective will be from late June to October 2025, okay? This is where we might see that lockdown that I mentioned earlier this year as the sort of grand finale to this, okay? Because guys, I am seeing a time of many worldwide challenges, okay? Like I'm seeing a lot that can be seen as chaos. I'm seeing weather and nature events. I'm seeing food shortages. I'm seeing absolute every system getting hit in one way or another. Again, not as fear, but as a opening to release whatever is no longer in integrity and to bring in new things. So this is not a punishment. This is not fear-based. This is like, ooh, shit needs to change and it needs to break down before it breaks through. I just want to be really clear about that, okay? Because we're not here, you know, to drown. We're here to surf these waves, and that's what I'm trying to help you guys do. So I'm trying to get you ahead of it. So this is an unveiling, guys, because the truths will ultimately set us all free. And in the summer months, like I'm feeling like these timelines are going to split wide open. Like those living in avoidance will be met with their own dissonance. And while those of us that are rooted, we're going to start blossoming. And so that's why I'm really wanting to give this to you guys. So as a result of all this, we're probably going to witness public trust in like top-down structures starting to dissolve in May. Okay, so old programming, losing its power. Many are on the awakening path. I felt a big opening in April of a new level of awakening. And I think that that's going to keep coming. Okay, so more people are doing soul-led work. And I think so many of us can use this as an amazing expansive time in our personal lives. Okay. So you might also see headline shifting disclosures, cracks in previously like high vibe spiritual or activist communities. Like guys, you got to start using your discernment because there's a sort of shadow side to spirituality as well. I mean, I've been going through this with a lot of my clients who are confused with certain spiritual people and channels. And as a general rule, if you feel contraction in your energy versus expansion in your body, that's a clear indicator of false light. So there might be more also celebrity exposures, guys. So anything that is coming from falseness, from you know, lack of integrity, like I said, they're going to get louder and more obvious. Okay. So like I said, more celebrity exposures. And, what I keep feeling is like the planetary field is like splitting where like the frequency gap is widening and those aligned with like the organic path, you're going to start feeling more light, more momentum, more grace. Those resisting it are going to feel heavy, confused, and reactive. So every soul is being asked to choose now. Will you climb with integrity and truth, fully releasing illusions, or cling to the old systems, blame, projection, or spiritual bypassing? Okay, so like those are the choices right now, and you can't drag anybody along. You just need to be the example and choose for yourself, okay? So to be clear, the density that's growing heavier is not a punishment. It's a pressure for awakening. So guys, you know this. I've been doing this 20 years. and some people need pressure to break open. And true ascension is descent into the soul, not escape. It's messy, it's human, it's luminous, it's deeply rooted in truth over appearance. This is why I keep talking about authenticity and that, you know, the truly the truth will set you free. All of us have to, like, if you see someone in superiority and I have something you don't have, you know, that's the energy we want to watch for, because we are all God in human form. And that is what we want to embrace and inspire in ourselves and others. Okay. So what you can do now, be present, not hypervigilant. That's something I've been working on as well, not being hypervigilant. Tend to your own nervous system, guys. Self-soothe, you know, create what you want to see more of. Begin anchoring frameworks to support others emotionally and practically. That's what you can do right now, because the world is going to stir. And if you're already rooted, you are going to be an anchor for so many. And the truth is not coming to destroy, it's coming to dissolve the fog. And from what is revealed, we can really build the world that we want to see, guys. And it's super exciting. And I just want to hold that light, because that is where we're going. It is done. That's what's happening. We are just going to be going through the birth canal in the next few months. Okay. So this is the time where we're born for, friends. And all the work we've done in our spiritual growth will pay off now. So go be the lighthouse. And I'll be back in June for another energy update. Thanks so much, guys.